Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Roy White. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Blomberg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Doc Medich. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The second baseman, Remy Hermoso. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. And now, play ball. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blomberg. The throw from Duncan and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mercer throws the ball into Mason who tags Ellis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Blomberg. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive towards short. Mason reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mercer. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Duffy goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermoso hits a fly ball into right field. Blomberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowenstein moves to third. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick is walked intentionally. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. Hendrick moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Fred Bean now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Hendrick moves to third. Ellis moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Ellis scores. Chambliss moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chambliss scores. Bell moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Duncan moves to third. It's 7-0, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Munson. Duncan scores. Duffy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mercer moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella strikes out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-1 in the game. Michael hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-1 in the game. Mason hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Indians. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Hegan reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Indians. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Munson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 8-4, Indians. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Blomberg hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Yankees 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Wright now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with right covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Yankees 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Blomberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on right. Duncan moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. Duncan moves to third. Two outs. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermoso hits a line drive into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mason hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White is hit by the pitch. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Cecil Upshaw now pitching. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Yankees 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards short. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Blomberg hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Yankees 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Blomberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Munson and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 0 for 4 in the game. Hermoso takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Right fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Gene Michael. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mason hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Williams scores. two outs. It's 8-5, Indians. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.